Spirit, move in our hearts. Move within us, God. Hallelujah. Be the voice that we need to hear right now, God. That faith rise up. That faith rise up. God, you're on the move. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You sat under Pastor Rich to hear a word from God. And I believe there's some things that are sent. Hallelujah. Words that are sowed. Hallelujah. I want you to hear that they're eternal. Say they're eternal.
They're eternal.
They're words that grip your heart. And once they get in your heart, hallelujah, that if we begin to nurse it and let it grow, hallelujah, there's no stopping what God can do. God's on the move. Hallelujah. God wants you to be a hallelujah. God wants you to be a voice in this earth. Hallelujah. Of His very presence. The Word become flesh and dwelt among us. That the Spirit of God will move upon you in the midst of chaos. Hallelujah. In situation, God wants you to rise up. God wants you to rise up in the midst of conditions and situations and problems. Hallelujah. And He wants you to have a voice. Hallelujah. He wants you to know that you have a voice from heaven as you begin to pull from heaven and all that God has. Hallelujah. That God's going to pour out. Hallelujah. Come on, saints. Lift up your hand. God's going to pour out. Hallelujah. God's going to release to you. Hallelujah. Just lift up your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's going to release to you. Hallelujah. What you couldn't do on your own. Hallelujah. What you were unable to do on your own strength, that the Spirit of God's going to move on your behalf. Hallelujah. Do you believe that tonight? So by faith, hallelujah, when I lay hands on you, I send you forth. Hallelujah. As you go forth. Hallelujah. As you go into the places that you go, I want you to go. I want you to declare this, that I go in the name of the Lord. Say that. Hallelujah. I go in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You go in the name of the Lord. So I declare protection, guidance, direction. Let peace be still upon this young man. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, blessing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, give glory, God glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor you're a miracle of God. Tell someone else you're a miracle of God. Amen. Come on, you're a miracle of God. Living, breathing proof. Hallelujah. I am a hallelujah of God. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed to declare it. I'm not ashamed to shout it out. Hallelujah. Because He's transforming. He's life changing. Hallelujah. When you're touched by God, hallelujah, there's nothing else that can touch you. I've let a lot of things touch me in the world. But when I, hallelujah, let Jesus touch me, when I reach out and touch Jesus, hallelujah, ain't nothing ever the same again, hallelujah. Life began, hallelujah, the moment that I received Christ into my life. Changed me forever. Let God move in your life tonight. Amen. I pray that faith rises up tonight in each of our hearts. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. Thank you. Praise me. Hallelujah. Welcome, Facebook friends, hallelujah. Sometimes I get caught up and I forget to say hi. Amen. Say hi to everybody. Say hi to everybody. Come on, hallelujah. Let them know how to, amen. We miss you. Amen. Hallelujah. I'd like my wife to come forward.
I'm back again. Before we get into honoring the graduates, I want to ask my sister Beth if she would come forward. We wanted to do this last week, but because of the speaker in the house, there wasn't a lot of time. And so we're trying to cram everything into this week now. So, Beth?
Yes, I thought this might not be a good time to do this because we're honoring our graduates tonight. And I know you have a lot going on. But you know what? We want to celebrate a different kind of commencement. Commencement is like a new start, a new beginning. And that's what's happening here. The Holy Spirit is beginning to move. And we need to move with Him. Okay. Now, typically we honor, on Mother's Day and Father's Day, we honor our mother, spiritual mother and father. And that didn't happen. This is a different kind of a year. But we want to acknowledge the family. Yes. Kristen and pastors. You know, you kept us going through this last few months. The online words, the messages that all three of you gave were inspirational. We look forward to getting on every time. We thank you. We thank you because anyway, I could go on, but I'm not going to. Thank you for all you do and enjoy.
Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I appreciate it. Hallelujah. You mean the world to us.
Bear with us tonight. We won't be very long, but like I said, there's so much honor tonight in this house and recognition. And I'd ask the graduates to come forward. Miss Amelia Cyrus, do you want to come sit up here? She graduated from kindergarten. You can have your pick of the seats, huh? Miss Megan Miller. And Miss Kristen Kaufman. This was a great year. We've had all girl graduates, but there's nothing wrong with that, right? Because you are mighty and you're powerful. We were in prayer last night in our prayer room, and there was a theme in prayer last night that even though there's few, you girls are mighty. You're mighty. You're going to accomplish great and mighty things. Amen. One phase of your life is coming, in a sense, to an end. You finished high school, and yours is just beginning, sweetie. But these two graduates from high school, you're going off and going to begin to start your future. And we just bless you tonight. We are going by, there's two girls that wasn't able to make it tonight. Miss Dolly Ann Gockman. She's also a 2020 kindergarten graduate. She's a daughter of Vulcan and Jessica. Her grandmother, Cheryl, usually comes to the house. Amen. She's nursing her husband after knee surgery. So we have something for her and make sure we'll get it to her family. Our second kindergarten graduate is Miss Amelia Cyrus. She's also a 2020 kindergarten graduate and a daughter of Matt and Lindsay and her little sister, Piper. Amen. So we have something to bless you tonight with. And although this year didn't pan out the way a normal school year was supposed to go, I believe it's not chance that she started school and these ones are exiting school. You are going to be strong, young lady, amen, because of what you've had to go through. And we've had the privilege of watching her grow. and in this house, hallelujah. And she also celebrated her 6th birthday yesterday, so we wish her a happy birthday. Amen. So I'll just go right in line. Our daughter, Kristen Kaufman, we have the privilege of honoring our own daughter. She's a 2020 graduate this year from Laurel High School. She enjoys spending time with her family, with her friends, with her cat Oliver that she's taking to college with her. She enjoys playing her bass guitar on the worship team. Amen. She's currently at the present time working at McDonald's. Amen. And in the fall, she plans to attend Edinburgh University, majoring in art. Amen. And next we have Miss Megan Miller. Our daughters, Kristen and Megan, have grew up together. They went to school together, even in elementary, and they've been longtime friends. I pray that you will remain close, always be friends, stay in touch, never lose touch. But Megan, she's also a 2020 graduate from Laurel High School. She's the daughter of Tim and Vicki Miller. She has a sister, Leanna. Her grandmother is also here tonight, so we honor her. She enjoys riding horses, hunting, fishing, working on multiple farms, and she also plans to attend Westminster College this year, so she's getting prepared to go to college. Amen. Our third graduate that couldn't be here, Kaylee Miller. She's a 2020 graduate, also of Laurel High School, a lot of Laurel girls. She's the daughter of Kevin and Jana Heiler, and we'll make sure she gets also her gift as well. So I'll turn it over to Pastor Chris.
I'm going to ask you guys to stand. I was in my office in prayer. I want you to declare this with me as I share this word. I believe it's powerful. I know that from a young age, I spoke the word over my daughter. I spoke the word over her in her mother's womb. I declare the word of God. I know how powerful this, never take it lightly. This word transforms you, it changes you. It moves you, it rises you up. And I want you guys to hear this and know that God, as you seek His face, let God go before you. Let Him lead you in every activity. Let God guide you, your very movement. Blessing pour upon you. I'm going to declare a blessing as I speak these scriptures. And I want you to agree with me. Pardon my broken glasses. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto my voice, the Lord God, to observe and to do His word as He commands this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations and above all earth, and all the blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. And if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord, blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shalt thou be the fruit of thy body, and fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and increase. That means your bank account. Hallelujah. Say amen. Amen. He says, and blessed shall be the basket of thy store. Blessed shall be thou that comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when you go out. Hallelujah. And the Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before His face. The Lord shall command blessing upon you in the storehouses, and in all the settest time in hand unto He shall bless thee in the land thy Lord giveth you. And the Lord shall establish thee in His holy people. And it says, and the Lord shall make thee plentiful in goods and fruits and body, and in the fruit of cattle, and in the fruit of the ground, in the land, and that I have swore unto your fathers. And the Lord shall open His good treasure from heaven to give the rain unto your land in His season, and to bless the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend to many, and thou shalt not borrow. Hallelujah. We declare that over your lives. You shall lend and not borrow. Hallelujah. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. Thou shalt be the above only. Hallelujah. And thou shalt not be the beneath. And if thou hearken unto the word of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, observe and do them. And thou shalt not go aside from one word of the Lord, which I command thee this day, from the right hand to the left hand, to go after other gods and serve them. but to serve the Lord your God with all your heart. So I declare a blessing. I declare, hallelujah, God's protection, God's favor, and God's guidance in your life. Megan, I speak it right now. I pray to God, Lord, that she has an ear to hear your voice. She begins to move out the house. She begins to move in a new environment. God, Lord, I pray for your voice to rise up like never before. Speak to her, God. Guide her. Lord, I declare, hallelujah, blessing also, hallelujah, over Kristen, God. I pray to God, Lord, that you lead her, you guide her. I pray your favor upon her. I pray to God, Lord, that the voice, she hears your voice in the midst, God, Lord, of separation. As she's in a different place, God, Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that she has an ear to hear your spirit in all things. Lord, I pray, hallelujah. Lord, as Amelia goes to the next step, God, Lord, I pray blessing and favor upon her, protection in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, we pray for each one. We pray for Kaylee. We pray for Toliana. We just pray blessing upon them. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's blessing. Hallelujah. I am a destroyer of glasses. I go through tons of these. Hallelujah. That's why I said, God, listen, if I keep breaking glasses, you got to heal all my eyes. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to give me 100% sight. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to speak something to you. I don't know how far we're going to go here with this word. But I just feel God's moving, and God's hearkening unto us to hear his voice. I kind of feel that I hear the voice in the midst, that there's different voices that we hear, but I want you to know that God has placed us to a place that I need to hear. Can you say, I need to hear the voice of God? I need to be desperate to hear the voice of God, of what God's saying. I want you to know that we need to understand that this word is not just a word that is written on paper, but I want you to understand it is the word of life. Hallelujah. This is the word become flesh. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ was that word. I want you to know that as we begin to read this word, I pray each one of you, I want you to know that this word, that it'll jump off the pages. Hallelujah. That it'll quicken your very mind. It'll quicken you to the understanding of who God is. Amen. Hallelujah. We need a revelation of who God is. And this is the word of God that God declares that we are to take hold of. The Bible says to abide, as you abide in my word, I will abide in you. Hallelujah. So I want you to hear that and understand that God has declared to us to abide in his word. We need to know what God is saying in the midst of our environment, no matter what day and age, we need to stand in God's word and God's word alone. Hallelujah. And I believe it as John the Baptist was at a place that he said that he was coming out of the wilderness. Say wilderness. There's sometimes, I want you to hear this, that coming out of the wilderness that he heard the voice. Hallelujah. He had a voice and he was declaring, hallelujah, to the spirit of to prepare the way of the Lord. Say prepare the way. See, the Spirit of God in the midst of our wilderness, we need to let the Spirit of God speak in the midst of whatever we're going through to say, prepare the way. That's what the Spirit of God desires to do. Prepare the way for the Lord. To move out what you can. There's some things I can't move out on my own. Hallelujah. There's some things that I'm not able to get out of the way. Are there some things that you're facing that are obstacles that are bigger than you? Come on, say amen. I want you to help me tonight. And the breakthrough. There's breakthroughs that there's some things that I can't do on my own. But it only comes by the Spirit of God moving in the midst of whatever we're going through. I need a move of God's Spirit to move within me. Hallelujah. To quicken me. The Bible says that we have a comforter, that Lynn Howe said that there's a comforter and his name is the Holy Spirit. Jesus says, I must go quickly that I send you the comforter, that the Spirit of God would come upon you. And the comforter is the Spirit of God is my teacher, that he's pointing, hallelujah, to Jesus. This is the way. Follow him. Hallelujah. That we need to have a ear to ear what the Spirit is saying. So I need to take hold of what God's saying. Amen. The voice of what God's declaring. And this is what he said. I want to read this to you. So I didn't. If these look funny on me, it's okay. Tell me I look good anyways. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to read this to you. This is John. Hallelujah. And it says, and John declared, John the Baptist, he was declaring that in the wilderness to make way, that we are to make way. I feel that right now, that I feel the Spirit of God declaring to us to make way for the Lord. So I believe right now, I believe that God, we're in a season that God wants to accelerate. I feel that there's some things that have been held up in our lives. You feel like you might have been on a standstill or things have stopped. But I want you to hear that I believe that God's preparing the way as we hear Him, as He prepares our hearts for us to receive what God's doing in the Spirit, that God's going to accelerate what you couldn't do on your own. But it comes from seeking God. It comes from touching Him. Amen? So he says, and the next day, this is in John, the next day, Jesus, he's seen Jesus coming unto him, and he said, what did he say? This is in John 1:29. He said, behold, say it with me, I know you know this, behold the Lamb of God, which the sin of the world. Come on, you know that. He taketh away. Say, he takes away. I want you to hear this and know, as you behold the Lamb of God, He taketh away the sin of the world. He's declaring a word that's moving in the Spirit as He sees Jesus, because He was letting the Spirit move in the midst of a wilderness. Hallelujah. He couldn't understand what was coming next. He was not unaware of what was happening, but He was moving in the Spirit of God, and He recognized the truth that stood before Him as it walked down the beach. Hallelujah. And He recognized who He was. See, I want you to know that when the truth passes me by, I need to recognize Him. Hallelujah. And His name is Jesus. And it says, and behold the Lamb of God, for He takes away the sin of the world. I want you to hear that revelation, that as we begin to recognize that He took it away. Say, He took it away. See, I want you to hear that He took it away on my behalf. The Lamb of God took away all that I had coming for me. Hallelujah. He took it for me on Himself. See, when you get a revelation of that, hallelujah, there's no turning back. See, because here's the thing, that John got a revelation that He took it away. Say, it's gone. Say, bye-bye. Because here's what John says as he sees Him the next day. I don't think it's coincidence that here it is, the next scripture down below, and it says the next day. Say, the next day. He said, behold the Lamb of God. Tell me where the sin went. Say, He took it away. He took away the sin. He took away the distraction, the separation, hallelujah, the void between you and God, where the distance that you had between God, hallelujah, He took it away. The thing that separated you from God, He took it away. Say, there's no separation. See, I want you to see that when you get an understanding of a revelation of Jesus Christ and the Lamb and what He did for me, it begins to change the way that you think. See, you realize that there's some enemies that I used to be afraid of that I don't need to fear no more. Why? Hallelujah. I shouldn't have to fear these things no more. Hallelujah. Because He took away what I couldn't do on my own. Hallelujah. If I behold the Lamb of God. Say, behold the Lamb of God. I want you to catch this tonight. Luke 6. Luke 6:17. And as I was studying the Word of God, I began to catch this and began to see this. It says, and He came down with them and stood in plain and company of His disciples. This is in Luke 6:17. He says, and a great multitude of people out of Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of all diseases. They came to hear and to be healed. So I want you to know that God wants us to hear him, that we can become healed. So that things that try to delay us from moving on with God can be healed. See, as we begin to press on to God, something begins to happen, that God is healing me, that God has ultimately healed me. I was healed, hallelujah, by his stripes. Say, I was healed. But the problem is, he has done that. I'm justified by that. But the problem is right here. The problem is, I have a hard time seeing the truth that's before me. And we don't recognize it. And when it comes before me to slap me in the face, I'm unaware sometimes. But I want you to hear that here this multitude was, and they came with expectation. See, I want you to know that each and every one of us, if we begin to walk in with expectation, knowing that the Spirit of God is here and on the move, hallelujah, that God desires to heal you, hallelujah, God desires to move in your life, God desires to change things that you're unable to do on your own. So he says this, as he came there, it says, in the Spirit of God, he says, and it moved, and he says, and they healed the diseases, and there they were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. Say, they're healed. Are you ready for this? And the whole multitude, not some, the whole multitude. See what happens when you come with expectation, believing, not just ho-hum, but coming with expectation to knowing that God desires to touch you. Do you believe that tonight? Come on. And he says, and the whole multitude sought to touch him. They sought to touch him. For there went virtue out of him and healed them all. Power left him and healed everybody. See, the power of God moved and healed everybody. The Word of God, say the Word of God, was present to heal, to touch those. And as they came with expectation, with faith, they touched Jesus. Say, I need to touch Jesus. Come on, I want you to hear this and understand that there's some things that I let touch my mind and my thinking, but I need to touch Jesus. I need to touch Him like never before. And I need to let Him touch me. I need to let Him move in my life. I need to let Him move in my circumstances, in my situations. And I need to come with expectation to know that, God, You desire to move within my life. Hallelujah. You desire to move within me. That's the biggest thing that cripples us sometimes, because we think, hallelujah, that God might want to move in Kelly. God might want to move in somebody else. But God, it's keeping you, hallelujah, from letting God move in your life. Say, we got to break this. Say, I want you to know that sometimes you come to hear a word from me, but God wants to give you a word. Say amen. See, God wants to give you a word. God wants to give you a word. I pray tonight that God puts a word in your heart, hallelujah, that begins to show within your hearts, that builds faith, that faith rises up within our hearts, hallelujah, that quickens us, that causes us to get up, hallelujah, that things that we need healed from, that we're healed, hallelujah. Why? Because we touch Jesus. I want to be in the church service where the whole church gets touched, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ain't one person that's ill that they walk out, hallelujah, different than the way they came in. Hallelujah. See, that's why I come with expectation. See, that's the God that I know, with expectation. He could do all things. Hallelujah. So as they pressed in to touch Him. So that was the word. Say, that's the word. See, that was the word that went forth, and the multitude was carrying the word that if you just touch him. See, there has to be somebody out there that wants to catch that word to say, if I can just touch him. See, I've said it before, and y'all know this, that I knew that, man, see, I ran from God, but I knew that if I just touched him, he'd change me like this. See, I ran from a long time, and I knew that moment, and I was standing and doubting myself. I said that I know that if I go forward tonight, nothing will ever be the same again. And I held tight to that pew. There's still marks in the back of that pew in that old church, probably. Even if they have pews, I don't know if they have any more. But I held so tight for things that I thought were so important. But when I touched Jesus, when I knew that if I just touched him, it would never be the same again. So let's check this out in Luke. I'm going to read it from here for a second. Hallelujah. Are you okay? And it says, and it came to pass that when Jesus returned, the people gladly received him. See, if you study this and you see that here's the journey that Jesus sent the multitude away and Jesus got on a boat with his disciples. The multitude that he sent away had a word. That if you touch him. I believe that it went all over the place that somebody, hallelujah, was a walking hallelujah. Was a miracle moving in the midst of those who are around. That as they walked through the streets, they said, listen, there's this man named Jesus. He says, and if you just touch him, he says, you'll get up from your bed of affliction. See, there's blind people that they were blind. And if they just touched Jesus, they saw again. See, there's those ones that were hurting, that were filled with unclean spirits. But if they just touched him, they were healed. So it begins to spray, and there was other ones that were around that began to hear this. And he says, and as he went to that place, he said, they gladly received him. For him, they were all waiting for him. Waiting for him. He says, and behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was the ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet. And he besought him that he would come into his house. He says, for he had only one daughter, and she was how old? She was 12 years old. Now the Word of God is powerful because this is for us to take hold of to see that the number of her age was important for us to see. Say it's important. Everything in the Word of God. And when you can get a revelation of it, it can move in your life. All that God says in His Word of God is important for us. You say, well, why is this? Why is that? It's important. If it's in it, it's important. Hallelujah. And he says, it's part of the ingredient. Just like somebody would say, you know what? You're part of the body of Christ. And you feel like you're not important. I want you to know the whole word is important. Every one of us are a word from God. Hallelujah. And we're significant. So he says, and he says, and for he had only one daughter, and she was 12 years, and she lay dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And in Mark, it says that as they touched, he said to Jesus, if you touch my daughter, she'll be healed. That's what it says in Mark. That's what it says in Matthew. If you touch. See, he heard something. He took hold of a word that went before him. And he believed the word. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. He was desperate to touch Jesus for him to touch his daughter. But at that moment, something happened. There was a woman with an issue. Say issue. Help our issues. Come on, say help our issues, God. He says, in a woman having an issue of blood for how many years? Which I had spent all of her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any of them. She couldn't be healed of any one of those things. She's went everywhere she could. She's let everything touch her and felt disappointed. But not today. See, to me, this reveals to me, see, the number 12 means completeness. It means order. In her life, she was out of order with some issues that were there. Kind of had her out off balance. Do you know there's some things with different mindsets that will get us off balance? If you don't recognize that what Jesus did for you at the cross, hallelujah, that He took away my sin. See, the enemy in yourself and your flesh will remind you of things in your past. But I'm here to tell you that God took them away. Say He took them away. So here's this woman with this issue. And she was dealing with this for 12 years. But while she was dealing with this, trying to find her own way to get fixed in her own power, in her own strength, a young girl that was 12 years old was dying while she was waiting and dealing with her issues. And she was bleeding. So I want you to know that sometimes we don't let God deal with our issues. We don't touch Him. We don't reach for Him. But we try to go in different directions to get an answer. But I want you to know, but only when she touched Jesus did the issue stop. See, I feel like the church sometimes, that we haven't let God touch our issues. And by Him touching our issues comes by being in His presence, by being in the Word of God, to let the Word of God set down upon me and move within me, hallelujah. That I recognize the presence of God. That I come into awareness that God desires to touch whatever area that is in my life. That I give Him place. That I let Him have place within my heart. That I don't let another generation hurt and lie dying while Jesus has to deal with my issues again and again and again. Disrupting. So I want you to hear this and understand that the church we gotta let God deal with us, hallelujah. We gotta let Him touch us, hallelujah. We need the Spirit of God to move. I just don't want church, hallelujah. I just don't want church to come and just hear another word. But I want God to move us, to quicken us, hallelujah. For the fire of God to burn within our bellies, hallelujah. That the living water begins to burst out of us. That generation that's hurting and dying, I have something to give to them, to bless them. Because I've touched Jesus. Say, I need to touch Jesus. I need to touch Jesus. Sometimes we interrupt the healing of the next generation. Because God's dealing sometimes with the church about old things. Things that we should have let God deal with a long time ago. Say, a long time ago. Hallelujah. But she's tried everything, but not today. Let's jump to Mark. I want you to see this. I'm not going to be long here. I just want to share this, all right? He says, so here we are. He says, so after, it says, and he had suffered many things. She suffered many things and had spent all that she had. And there was nothing bettered, but rather she grew worse. Tell someone we got to get better. The only way that happens is touching Jesus. And it says, and when she had heard, faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. She heard the multitude say that if you just touch Him. I pray that the only thing that you hear, if this one thing that you hear, is that we touch Jesus. See, that's what solves any issue that's within me, that heals anything that's bleeding, that's causing me to lose life. There's some things that was in this woman that she was bleeding internally that she didn't even know how it was or where it came from. But God does. The Bible says that we have a high priest, hallelujah, that knows, that is able to be touched by our infirmities, that feels your pain, hallelujah, like nobody else. He's the only one that could touch the area and stop the bleeding that nothing else can. There's nothing else, hallelujah, that can do what Jesus can do for me. And one day, hallelujah, say one day. And one day, what God can do, hallelujah, what took 12 years for her to try to find the answer, but one day, she touched Jesus and everything changed. You could be sitting in God's presence, you begin to seek His face, you begin to get down in prayer, God begins to touch and move in your life, He'll do for you what you've been doing for 30 years, trying to do on your own. And one day, that's what God can do. See, that's the God that I serve. That's the God, hallelujah, that wants to show Himself to us. I got to deal with this real quick. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And He says, and it says that as she went, she pressed, and she came, and she pressed behind and touched His garment. She came from behind. I want you to know that it wasn't about being ashamed, but it was about religion. Say religion. See, because she wasn't invited to the party by the religious folk. Because she had issues. See, the religious folk told her that if you get around a priest like Jesus and you're unclean, you got to shout it out loud. I'm unclean. See, that's what they had to say. They had to say, I'm unclean, as they approached the priest or as they approached others around them. So I want you to think about this, that I'm unworthy, that I'm unclean, that I can't step on. And sometimes that's what religion, that's what the old covenant begins to declare us. It's to show us that we can't do it on our own. But in a new covenant that Jesus brings us, He declares to us that behold the Lamb of God that takes away the issues, hallelujah, that I couldn't do on my own. He takes them away, hallelujah. See, but she had faith to believe that if I touched Him, see, religion tells me you got to get clean before you come to God. See, I had a game plan. Do you know that? I was going to smoke crack and do all my party and do all that stuff until I got 30 years old. Then I was going to get saved. Don't be religious. I knew I needed God, but I wasn't ready. Tommy, I want you to know that wasn't the right plan. See, my plans wrecked me. But the Spirit of God was moving within my heart to say, prepare the way, Chris. Prepare the way. Hallelujah. And I, even coming into that place, I felt like I wasn't good enough. Felt like I wasn't worthy. I felt like there's no way that I could touch Jesus, that I could get to Him. Come on, that's what religion tells you. You got to get fixed up first. You know, maybe you need to shave or you get a new set of clothes before you. I've been in places where that, man, they said, I'm not getting there. Are you going to wear that to church this Sunday? Yeah. I'm not here to impress you. I'm here to impress Jesus, and He loves me. The Bible says He beholds me naked. So if I ain't ashamed for Him to see me naked, I ain't worried about what I'm wearing. Come on. And He says, and for she said, if I may touch, and she's talking to herself, she began to speak the words of faith. If you confess in your mouth and believe in your heart, you shall be saved. If you confess His word and let it get in your heart. I believe that she was on her way there and she kept saying, I know I should be saying I'm unclean, but if I just touch Him, I won't be anymore. And she kept saying, if I just touch Him. The crowd was all around, hallelujah. Everybody was there and they knew her because it says a certain woman, hallelujah. And it says, as she went in, she touched his garments. And it says, and for she said, if I touch him, I will be made whole. He says, for she said, if I may touch him, I shall be made. And straightway, as she touched him, the blood stopped flowing. One day. It says, and dried up, and she left in her body, and she felt in her body that she was healed and that she was parched. I want to read a scripture that sometimes we take and we've used it the wrong way. Say, he taketh away the sin of the world. Say it again. And the next day, just behold the Lamb of God. If you continue to behold the Lamb of God, he'll do for you what you can't do on your own. 1 Corinthians 11:26. Give me 5 minutes. 5 minutes? 5 minutes. And he said this. He said, this is my cup that you take in testament in my blood. This do you as often you drink in remembrance of me. He says, and after this manner, he also took the cup. He says, and for often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you shall do show the Lord's death till he come. He says, and wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup, Lord, unworthily, shall be guilty of the blood of the Lord. And he says, sorry, sweat mess. And he says, but let a man examine himself. So let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. And he that eateth and drinketh unworthy. Now, I know y'all are nervous. But I'm going to relay something to you. I want you to take hold of this. See, that scripture haunted me for a lot of years. Because I had the wrong view of God. I didn't have a revelation of beholding the Lamb. I was looking at my own self. But as we've seen the example of the Lamb last week, remember the example? As he took the Lamb and he expected the Lamb, but the one that gave the Lamb was never looked at because the Lamb took away the sin. I want you to hear this. He says, so it says that if you take it unworthily, and I used to stand in the back and I knew that I wasn't perfect. I knew that there were some things that week I was dealing with that I was struggling with something, hallelujah. But I knew I wanted God to touch me, but I thought maybe I'm going to make a mistake or this or that. So I, with fear, I wouldn't take communion. Because of this misrepresentation of the Word of God. He said, because if I take it unworthy, he says, and drinketh damnation to himself, and not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you and sleep. See, but I want you to understand something. I want you to take hold of something. It's only by remembering, letting it, taking hold of it, and remembering, let him put you back together again, that makes you worthy. See, this is the only way, if I behold the Lamb, that it will take away the sin of the world. And as I behold him, I want you to know, as I partake of what he did for me at the cross, hallelujah, that's what makes me worthy. Nothing else, hallelujah. So what happens is sometimes what we do is tell people that you got to get worthy before you take communion. This is why we need to be led by the Spirit. See, I want you to know that this is this woman, she's dealing with this, that she's feeling unworthy, but the only way that you're going to stop your issues, if you touch him, that's the only way that's going to make you worthy. Only if you partake of him. Only if by faith you believe what he did for you was enough, hallelujah, to take away that thing that ails you, That thing that broke you. That thing that hurts you. That thing that haunts you. That thing that has tried to come up upon you. That's the only way. He says, and that's why some people are asleep. That's why some people are weak and sickly. Why? Because they didn't behold what He did for you. They didn't discern. Say discern. What Jesus, the body of Christ, did for us. We need to discern what Jesus did for me. I need to discern what He did for me. He took away. See, John beheld and realized what happened. He took it away. Now all I got to do is behold the Lamb of God. Just behold Him. Just touch Him. And what you couldn't do on your own. See, I want you to realize that as I begin to take hold of this, those things that I couldn't do on my own, all of a sudden, I don't have no desire for them. Why? Because I'm beholding the Lamb of God. Those issues that were there begin to stop because I behold the Lamb of God. Come on, hallelujah. And he says, as I finish, let's go back to Mark. It says, in Jesus, the virtue began to flow out, and she turned. He turned about, depressed, and said, "Who touched me?" And the disciples said unto him, "Don't you see the multitude? Really? Everybody's touching you." He says, "No, no, no. Not everybody. There's some people that have bumped into me. But not everybody is receiving what I came to bring." See, everybody might come in and just come to church. See, I don't want to just come to church. I want Him to say, "Who touched me?" I want Him to say that virtue left me. Hallelujah. Power left me. I want to walk out of this place knowing, hallelujah, that I'm under the power of the Spirit of God. That He moves me. Hallelujah. That I walk through the wilderness. Hallelujah. That I'm led by the Spirit of God. That no evil might touch me. He says, so He said, somebody touched me. None of you did. But somebody touched me. I mean, that's what He's telling them. Somebody touched me. Power left me. They seen the power, the virtue leave Him. And he said unto his daughter, he says, daughter, he says, in a multitude throng, he says, and he looked about to see her, what she has done, because she wasn't supposed to touch him. But see, faith moved her outside of religion, outside what a man thought, about the opinions of others around her, the voices that might have been loud around her. She was centered on Jesus. She was focused on one thing and one thing alone. The Most High. And it says, but this woman, fearing, trembling, knowing what was done to her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. Told him what happened within her. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. You go, because the faith that was in you, that you believed in me. It was the faith that was in you, the Spirit that moved you, hallelujah, to believe and appoint to behold the Lamb of God. Would you stand to your feet? Say, behold the Lamb of God. So after that was dealt with, patiently, Jairus stood there because he didn't mind, because he knew that he wasn't restricted by time. That Jesus turned that moment and went and spoke life after he dealt with the issue, the church, of the woman with the issue. He was able to touch the next generation. He's no longer preoccupied with the issues of sometimes that we need to let God touch us. How many need a touch from Jesus? I need a touch from Jesus. I need Him to touch me. The Bible, the song that y'all remember, that He touched me. Oh, He touched me. And oh, the joy that flooded my soul. Something happened, and now I'm whole. He touched me and made me whole. He touched me. Oh, He touched me. Heavenly Father, I pray right now, God, Lord, that each one of us, dear God, Lord, that we begin to hear the voice of Your Spirit that's speaking. That we be moved by You and nothing else, God. But begin to move us, dear God, Lord. Hallelujah. Begin to move us to God, Lord, like never before. Quicken within our spirits, God. Lord, let us begin to hear You like we've never heard You before. I pray to God, Lord, as Your Spirit begins to quicken each one of Your people, God, Lord, that we recognize it. Each one of us recognize as we give You glory. And we recognize the miracle and the working within our lives, God. And Lord, I just know that You're expediently doing things, dear God, Lord, like never before in our lives. Things that happen in one day, God, Lord, You're going to do. Hallelujah. In one day, we're going to receive it. I got one quick testimony. I'll let you go. Karen called me up. And she called me and she said that she had a bad week and she was going through some stuff. But she began to pray. Because she had a hospital bill that came due. Unexpected that way. She kind of knew it was coming, but it came. It was over $3,000. She doesn't have that kind of cash. So she put it before God, and she kind of delayed a little bit, but that's what we do sometimes. But she knew she had to take care of it. So she called the hospital. And as she gave it to God, as she called the hospital, she ringed it and she asked them, she gave her name. She goes, I got some issues that I got to deal with, some things that I got to take care of. And as he began to look up her name, he began to look and she called him. He says, well, I'm sorry, man. He says, but you owe us nothing. She goes, yeah, but you know what? Maybe the tax, maybe the creditor, whatever they call them, the collection agency. She goes, ma'am, I'm seeing it before me. She goes, you owe us nothing. Say one day. One day. Hallelujah. One day what God can do, what you can't do for yourself. Let's touch Jesus. Amen. We'll declare that we are blessed and highly favored. Hallelujah. Remember, God's knocking on the door. Open up and let Him in.